This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A, my favorite place, with a fantastic band. They've got a new album coming out, and they've got an in-store at Waterloo Records, I do believe. Busy, busy, busy with a release show. I think you need to be ready to get your face melted off. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Go Fever. Go Fever in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Come Undone is the name of the track. The new album is going to be released officially on the 24th of this month. I'm super stoked, and OMG, I finally have AC here in the studio. Hello, love.
Hi. So excited to be here.
Oh, glad that you're here. I get to brag about you while you're in the room. So we have the talents, of course, of AC Monero on vocals and guitar. Ben Burdick is doing the bass work. Keith, how do you say your last name?
Lowe.
Thank you, Keith Lowe. Keith Lowe working the guitar. Josh Mary. What the hell? What you doing there? No, Josh Mary on drums, always killing it. And Sam, how do you say your last name, Reeves?
Reeves.
Reeves, see, I knew it. Well, Sam Reeves is doing the keys, and everyone's fabulous. AC, I'm really, really excited about the new album. Well done. I'm geeking out. Just go with it.
I'm geeking out on you. It's getting weird in here.
Hey, you know what? Getting a little weird, and that's how it should be. You got the big release show on Friday, Cheer Up Charlie's.
That's right.
And it is a big show. All kinds of bands joining you on there with, you know, it's got Deep Time, Big Bill, The Reputations, Glass Grapes. Doors open at 8 on Friday night, and you can check out Go Fever at 11. Plus the in-store on Thursday, the day before, 5 p.m., the in-store at Waterloo are always fun. So, hey, go check out Go Fever at Waterloo Records, 5 p.m. Thursday afternoon, South by Southwest. You're already ready for South by Southwest.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Are yeah.
Or are you?
One is never ready for South by Southwest.
Oh, no, never. I always think I prepare in advance and, you know, it's just by the wayside. But what will you be doing for South by? You got some shows or not really or...
Yeah, so our official showcase is at Swan Dive on the 15th, yeah. And it's a really good lineup with a bunch of badass female-fronted kind of rock bands, so that's pretty sick. We're also playing earlier in the day at a day party. It's a small batch productions day party at Spider House Ballroom.
Right on.
Yeah, so there are two kind of official things.
Good. That's
my
awesome.
Preparation for South by just involves like thrifting a lot and finding dresses to wear. Because I'm just really a vapid. I was just about to say the B word, but Deirdre said that she's got a finger on the button for me.
Believe me, I live perpetually with that button. I usually, my fingers raised just the right height. I'm like, all right, watch yourself. And that's me. That's just me. It's not even visiting bands. I did want to kind of pick your brain about something. Where are you from originally? In Australia, I might ask.
I'm from a town that was a little town when I grew up called, it's called Maitland, which is funny because it's in Australia.
It's
land of mates, as my mum calls it. But it's kind of like a coal mining farming town. But since I left, it's a big, big country town now.
Oh, yeah.
But it's.
Yeah.
Bum F nowhere, as we would say.
Bum F nowhere.
It's 2.5 It's like 2 hours northwest of Sydney.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason I ask is because, I don't know, for me, such a distance, I wonder if it affects your songwriting in any way or your ideas for songwriting in any way. What kind of changes you experienced as an artist when you got out here?
Totally. Well, I'm still like dealing with being the like loser kid in school. So I'm totally still writing about that. So like growing up in a country town and being kind of like the town weirdo, I guess. Yeah. I came from the eccentric family. My parents, you know, my dad was a pothead and they kind of wore really out there clothes and they drove old American cars and like my dad played in a like blues band. So that kind of like being ostracized in a small town definitely informed the person I am now. And then informs my songwriting for
there
sure.
There you go. And it sounds great. I mean, from the suffering comes the great art.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sounds corny, but I really think it does. And it's pretty rock and roll. I knew you had an album in mind. You had an album in the works, but when did that start coming together? Because it had been some time that you were like, I really want to do an album.
Yeah. Oh, man. So it took a long time for me to kind of make friends with people here and just go out. I was just going and seeing a lot of live shows and making new friends. And so it took me a long time to find the people. Obviously, like, this poor bugger, I married him, so he kind of had to play in the band whether he liked it or not. Although, secretly, I did kind of really want Gina Spigarelli to play bass with me. And so Ben was playing with Burgess Meredith for a while, and I love Burgess, and Keith plays drums with them.
Yeah.
Obviously a really big Sweet Spirit fan because duh. And so that's how I met these guys. Yeah, and, right. Yeah, it all came together. Josh is kind of a recent addition. He still hasn't learned his place yet.
Oh, I see. I can tell. Oh, well, tell him I said hello. Hello, Matt Vasquez. I love the way you say that. It's just pretty...
See, he doesn't know his place yet.
Yeah, you know, it's okay. It's all right. Well, it's family time. I'm always saying that, and Josh knows, I'm always saying it's family time. This is an exciting time for me because it feels like, you know, since you've been here, since you made friends, since you got the ball rolling... you just kind of see the growth happening. You kind of see the evolution taking place. And don't worry about getting here and not really making any friends right away. You did the right thing. You went to all those live shows. How do you think I got it?
Right.
How do you think I started? So there you go. I think we got time for one more. Can you give me one more?
We can do it.
All right, go for it. Go Fever in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Thank you. Go Fever at Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. I'm loving it, AC. What can I say?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks to the band for playing. And I just have to remind people, you got busy times ahead. If you can, make it out to the in-store performance Thursday at Waterloo Records. That starts at 5 p.m. And, of course, the big release show, it's Friday at Cheer Up Charlie's. Loads of great bands. Doors open at 8 p.m. And you can check out Go Fever at 11. The new album officially comes out on the 24th. So big thanks again to AC, Ben, Keith, Josh, and Sam. Everyone, thank you for performing in Studio 1A this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Woo! I was like, finally, got a day. And, you know, sorry.
Go Fever.
You know, Go Fever. I got the fever.
Baby.
I had it, baby. And also wanted to give a big shout out, of course, to our KUTX multimedia crew. Because of them, you get to check out these great performances at our website, kutx.org. And of course, big thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A.
They're really handsome. The guys at home can't see.
And, you know, I can't see all the handsome crew that I have here. Hey, every day. You know, well, I avoid television for a reason. But, you know, always sending out the thank yous. That's why everything rocks in Studio 1A, as does Go Fever. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is KUTX 98.9.
Sunrises are for lonely people, sunsets are for lovers. I feel so liberated, like a book that's blown its cover. I'll tear myself to pieces to pay for my sins. I've got a